From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a pair of trios comprised of a pianist, a sax player, and a drummer, both in the realm of free improvisation. We'll listen first to a Japanese trio fronted by pianist Yosuke Yamashita, along with Seiichi Nakamura on tenor and soprano sax and clarinet, and Takeo Moriyama on drums. This is from an LP on the Union record label from 1969 entitled Concert in New Jazz. The session was recorded live at Sankei Hall in Tokyo on November 21st, 1969. And from that album, we'll listen to the piece Mokurin. Thank you. a pair of trios consisting of piano, reeds, and drums. The albums recorded and released approximately 10 years apart. We began with the Yosuke Yamashita Trio, recorded live in Tokyo in November of 1969, the album Concert in New Jazz. We listened to Mokurin. It's my understanding that this album was reissued some years back on CD. The CD containing the complete concert, including a lot of bonus material that didn't fit onto the LP. Unfortunately, the CD, and obviously the LP, also long out of print. And lastly, from the Netherlands, a trio fronted by multi-reed player Keshevan Maslak, featured on tenor, alto, and soprano sax, clarinet, bass clarinet, and piccolo, along with pianist Misha Mengelberg and Han Benink, mainly featured on drums, but Han also can be heard on other instruments, including viola and trombone. The album, recorded in Amsterdam on November 4th, 1979, and released on Leo Records, is entitled Human Plexity, and all of the cuts having rather quirky and unusual titles. We listened to Quick Majestic Death in Manhattan. We'll continue on with a European theme and turn next to some classic jazz rock fusion from Deutschland, or Germany. We'll listen first to a session led by guitarist Volker Kriegel. He recorded several outstanding fusion LPs for the MPS label in the early and mid-70s. From 1973, the album Lift, he's joined by the English pianist John Taylor on electric piano. Also, bassist Eberhard Weber, violinist Zbigniew Seifert, Stan Sulzman on flute and soprano sax, John Marshall, drums, and Kes C on percussion. And from that LP, we'll listen to Electric Blue. We'll be right back. We began the set with Volker Kriegel on guitar from the album Lift from 1973. We listened to Electric Blue. Lastly, from 1975, the Kurt Kress Klan, fronted by drummer and percussionist Kurt Kress. And the album CCC, first released on Atlantic Records in 1975. At the time, Kurt Kress was also the drummer in Klaus Doldinger's Passport, which was also releasing their new records on Atlantic. The album CCC reissued on CD by the German Daily label. And the rest of the Klan, Christian Schulz, also a member of Passport, on various keyboards, Ak van Ruyen, trumpet and flugelhorn, Dave King, bass, and Volker Kriegel on guitar. We listened to the piece Fields. We'll continue on with jazz rock fusion to wrap up this hour of jazz progressions, but we'll turn to some considerably more recent fusion material. We'll begin with British guitarist Sean Baxter and his album Jazz Metal from 1993. He's in a quartet with Simon Hale on keyboards, Terry Gregory on bass, and Paul Elliott on drums. And from that album, we'll listen to the closing track, An Open Invitation. some more contemporary jazz rock fusion, wrapping up the program this time around. We began with Sean Baxter on guitar, leading his quartet through An Open Invitation from the album Jazz Metal. We followed that with the band Gongzilla. As the name implies, there are strong ties to the classic fusion band Gong. In fact, all of the members of Gongzilla were at one point members of Gong during its various incarnations in the 70s. Fronted by guitarist Bon Lozaga, that piece also featuring Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Alan contributing guitar to several tracks on this release, Hansford Rowe on bass, Benoit Morlan on vibes, percussion, and MIDI mallets, several drummers making appearances here, that particular track featuring Vic Stevens on drums. From the 1995 album Suffer, we listen to the piece Alan Ki, or Alan Who. And lastly, American guitarist Jonathan Kreisberg from his 2011 release Shadowless, with Will Vinson on sax, Henry Hay piano, Matt Penman bass, and Mark Ferber on drums. Jonathan's style has been compared to that of John Scofield and even Bill Frisell. And we listen to the piece Stir the Stars. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Do join me again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.